The three ships were granted permission to leave ports on the Black Sea by a joint coordination centre run by both Ukrainian and Russian officials, as well as the UN and Turkey. They'll be inspected in Turkish waters before being unloaded at ports in Turkey, as well as Britain and Ireland. It's estimated some 20,000 tons of grain was trapped at Ukrainian ports following Russia's invasion in February. The blockage left some countries reliant on exports from the region facing starvation and added to rising food prices across the world. The first ship to set sail under the new deal left on Monday, bound for Lebanon. Sarah Walton, New York.